I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Massive protests in a state of emergency continue in Sri Lanka. A Christian worker there says public anger over the country's worst economic crisis in decades drives the unrest. The entire cabinet resigned this weekend to try and appease protesters. Police also arrested hundreds for defying a nationwide curfew. But there is a silver lining.
I have never seen people in Sri Lanka praying as much as what's happening right now. Round the clock, pastors and church leaders are gathering, and this has been going on for about 2 years of intense prayer because we live in a context of spiritual darkness. We have never experienced a revival in Sri Lanka, and there has been a lot of prophetic utterances about a big revival that's taking place.
And in Turkey, people are suffering under an economic downturn. By mid-February, Sat7 listeners in Turkey reported rent increasing by 70%. The price of essential goods and services doubled or even tripled, and that was before Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia is Turkey's largest source of imports, and food from Ukraine stopped coming in as well. The war has stalled any Black Sea trade. The Sat7 Turk show, Homemade, seeks to comfort viewers. Joe Willie tells us.
That program, Homemade, focuses on family issues. Importantly, it promotes a Christian worldview. So the program has been raising awareness of this financial impact on families, and it invites people to call or message the program while it's on. Now, one viewer said, this is very much needed right now for people all across the country.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.